Blog Talk Radio. excited to start this show because I've got so much to tell you that I don't even know if I have enough time to tell you, and I have to because I know you're all waiting for us to pick up callers. So I'm going to try to be as quickly as I can, but you know I'm Bonnie Albers of Bonnie Albers on Air, and my co-host Susan is waiting in the wings. I will say hello to you in a minute, Susan, because I've got so much to tell everybody on what's coming up on our shows that I want to get this in. First of all, you can reach me. I'm Bonnie Albers on Air. You know I'm an RN, an LNC. I'm a counselor. I'm a therapist. My specialty is love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. You can get a hold of me, and I'm only going to give you a couple places because otherwise I won't get through this. And Susan's list is so long that we'll never get through the show. So you can get in touch with D. Albers. Hi, Susan. D. Albers 714 at AOL.com. Just drop me an email, a message. Tell me how you like the show. If you'd like to hear something, if you can't get on or anything, you can contact me there. You can also contact me on Facebook. Bonnie Mosenter Albers, just friend me, and then you'll get all of our shows. The best thing is if you could like me on Blog Talk and like Susan and like all my co-hosts, like our guests, because we love bringing you these shows. And, oh, my goodness gracious, I have so much to tell all of you about who's coming on this show. Susan, Susan's going to laugh and say, oh, my God, Bonnie died and went to heaven. Not. But I got to tell you who's coming on. I'm going to go out as far as May 31st. But let me tell you about this.
Yay!
Oh, my gosh, everyone. I'm going to start with him, okay, before I do anything. You know how you have, like a mentor or somebody that, you know, like if you love John of God or if you loved Wayne Dyer and, you know, you just never thought that they would, you know, be on your show? Well, that's who's coming on my show.
She got him.
She got him. I got him. I'm so excited. He might not be your big mentor, but he certainly is mine. And I'm going to give you enough time to look him up on his website because this man rocks the house 10 million times over. He has a fabulous book out. He's a lawyer, psychic. He's been on many shows, many radio shows, TV shows. I have had a reading from him years and years ago. Really, I was interviewing him and actually turned out to a reading, and I'll get more into that later. But his name is Mark Anthony. He is the psychic lawyer. I think his book is on the New York Times bestseller list, and it was there for about 2 years. So check out his website. It's Mark Anthony, or you can put in the psychiclawyer.com. He is a lawyer. He's a working attorney, and he sees spirits. And I'm telling you, he's had some of the biggest cases, and he goes into that in his book. I've got him here for all of you. I mean, he's really, really the coolest guy. He is going to read. Actually, he's going to answer your questions. And I'm telling you, I'm just, like, over the top. So if I don't throw myself at him, kiss him on the airwaves, tell him I have to come get him, then I think we'll have an okay show. So Mark Anthony.
It's debatable.
I
don't know if we're going to be able to rein you in, sweetie, on this one. You know, most of the time, we can keep you under check, but this might be the one that breaks the bank.
Honey, if you can pull me, if there's any way my spirit can go right through the airwaves to his spirit, I'm going to be there. So
you'll be like, oh, my God, she's all over me. She's all over me.
Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen. Anyway, please, everybody, check him out. He's fabulous. He's articulate. He crosses the line on both levels. He bridges that gap between professional, working, a very, very prestigious man, to spirit communicator, to going around the world with his book. So please check him out. He will be here May 31st, 1 to 3 o'clock. And I got him. I'm so excited. Anyway, I'm going to tell you that he's just my mentor. Everybody's good here. We all are great. But let me tell you about this week, because this week in the country. We get in New York and Texas and Florida that have all the spiritual churches, spiritual.
Bonnie, you're all warp, warbly. Am I the only one that's hearing that? Somebody tell me in chat if I'm the only one that's hearing you're all warbly.
I am. I'm all warbly. What's warbly?
Yeah, yeah. Anybody else hearing her all warbly? So is it my server or is anybody else hearing this? Chat.
Well, I'm going to. Oh, it says.
Now you're good. Now you're good. Okay, I say they said your sound. No, they said it was your. You're good now. You're good now, sweetie. Well, now I'm hearing nothing. Okay. Listen, we lost Bonnie, it seems like, from my hearing with chat. It sounds like that she's having a little problem with Skype. So chat's telling me that nobody can hear Bonnie, so I'm hoping that I'm still on. She's all excited about Mark Anthony signing up. It's like she's over the moon. And today what we're going to have is like her and I are going to be doing the Akashic Records, as we always are. And tomorrow we're going into a little bit of different format. And before we get started, before Bonnie comes back and starts making the rest of her announcements, I guess I can go in and tell everybody about me. I'm Bonnie's cohort in Metaphysical Fun and a partner on radio. I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm a third-generation Akashic medium, which means that I interpret one soul and a journey. I have 18 years' experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. Yay, she's back!
Oh, my God. Okay, I had to get off Skype, so I don't know what happened to Skype. You're right, it tanked, and I don't know why. But anyway, can I finish, or are you in the middle of telling everybody what to do?
Yeah, I'm just filling in for you.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Anyway, at the end of May, on May 26th and 27th, I'm going to be in Casadega, Florida, which is where I'm from. I mean, I'm from – I don't live that far, but I have a lot of – What?
My old stomping ground.
Your old stomping ground. Susan worked there for 5 years, and I know many people out there. I didn't know her, but I couldn't believe it. But then when we connected, it's like, oh, my goodness, she worked where I know the people. So anyway, they've asked me to do the radio show from Casadega, Florida, on the 26th and 27th. I'm so excited because I want to stay at that hotel. Even though I only live 20 minutes or 30 minutes away, I'm going to see if I can stay in that hotel. They say it's haunted, but I don't know. There's too many people there, and I think maybe it's residual energy, but I'm so excited. They're having a big psychic fair. I'm bringing to you Matt and Cynthia Sakuna, who are big-time readers out there. Susan studied under Matt's dad, and he was supposed to be kick butt perfect. So I'm going to tell you, this is going to be so fun. I've never done a fair, and I'm bringing them Casadega straight to you guys. Hello? Anybody there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, because I'm not getting chat. So there we go. Okay, so I don't know what's happening with the airwaves here, but I can tell you that. Now we'll start with this week. This week I've got Susan and I today. We're rocking Akashic Records. We're rocking Spirit Communication. We're going to mix it up tomorrow. Oh, God, you're mixing it up, girlfriend.
Yes, we are.
I'm so excited. When I met Susan, she did these, I want to say funky, but they're not funky because I so resonated with them. and I've been through four decks of tarot cards that I never read, and I never could read tarot cards. I don't know why. I guess it was because, you know, I'm ADD. The cards flew everywhere, over here, over there. I couldn't figure out what to do. And then when I got to some type of Celtic cross, I didn't even know what was up or down. Anyway, Susan reads the most coolest, the most drawn to cards I've ever seen. And they're a tarot deck that's really special. They've got Hebrew letters on them. She does bridges, and she does this and that. I've never seen anybody use tarot cards like Susan. And these aren't just regular tarot cards. They are super cool. I wish you could see them, and I know she'll tell you what kind of deck it is in just a minute. Tomorrow, that we are going to do half the time Akashic Records 1 to 2, and at 2 o'clock, Susan's breaking out her deck. So we're going to do tarot card reading, and she's going to pull out some cards for you, and we're going to see how it goes. We're just mixing it up. We're going to mix it up, see how you like it. If you really love it, we'll get more into the tarot. We'll bring tarot on Tuesday and Akashic on Monday. But right now we're going to mix it up where we're going to split it into tarot and Akashic Records on Tuesday. Wednesday, we've got our super Ron Cole and Kelly Coulter. They're our astrology day. He reads astrology, and I know I have tomorrow. I'll read who's getting their reading done. And Kelly reads Atlantean life and birth cards. She rocks the house. Both of them do. They'll be open for readings, and I know you love them, especially this month. And I've got to tell you, because I'm not an astrologist, but I did go to an astrology conference yesterday by my dear friend Sandra Helton, who I love. She gave a conference and it was on karmic astrology. But the thing is, this month in April, we've got big, heavy hitter planets up there. Everybody's feeling it. Big, big, huge cross in the sky with these planets at each end. Everybody's like feeling it. They're angst. They're like, they
can't get out.
Yeah, they can't get out because the planets are so big. So you kind of make it go in, which if you're feeling angry, if you're feeling like stressed, if you're feeling like you're crawling out of your skin, don't worry. At the end of the month, the planets burst open and you'll be okay again. Thursday, we've got Laura Pierrette. She is rocks the house with healing. Go to laurapierrette.com. She speaks the language of light. She comes, she heals, she takes your calls. She is so cool. She's here for the whole 2 hours, which usually I don't have, but she goes into such healing that she only, you know, she has something she sends out daily, her daily language of love on your email. She's going to be here again. Once a month, she's going to be here to heal everyone. So if you need some healing, call in on Thursday. Friday, we are put on a show. I'm starting to do Fridays, and I'm going to have to add Saturdays now. Friday, we've got by popular demand, we've been asked to have Susan Schaff back. She is a pet psychic. She rocked the house last week. She's going to rock the house this week. She will be on Friday from 1 to 2, and from 2 to 3, we've got our mermaid. Well, actually, we've renamed her. She wants to be known as a heavenologist. That's Amy Kavanaugh, the heavenologist. She was formerly the mermaid, Amy. So if she, you know, she last week couldn't make it. She had work. She didn't really quite understand the time or needed the week. And so she is coming back 2 to 3. She's going to be with Peg, our angel reader. And I'm not really sure, Peg, if she's coming this week because I think she was moving or that she had something this week. But if she doesn't, she'll be here with Amy Kavanaugh, our heavenologist, and Kelly Coulter. So I love y'all. We've got a great week. And now we can start today. Hi!
Hey, oh my God. I mean, we've got like so much rock in here. And then yeah, you know, you and I talked, what was it, the end of last week, that we're going to get my cousin to come on in May. Yeah, we're going to sign her up. Yeah, I mean, she's like the matriarch of my family. I mean, you know, long line. And she's awesome.
Annabelle.
Awesome.
Annabelle, I am so
Annabelle,
excited.
I
don't have her down. She's read for famous people. I will not mention who they are on the air. I'll let Annabelle do that. The only reason I haven't brought Annabelle to the house right now is we don't have a date for her. She has to give us one. We're waiting, Annabelle. We can't wait for you to be here. So I'm telling everyone, and I see Chris from Curious Times out there in chat. I love you, Chris. Thanks for helping me know where I was today. Chris, she has a fabulous show too, but I want you to know that we are just banging out the people here. We want you all to hear these different people. We want you to experience them. They all will read for you. And Chris from Curious Times has a fabulous show too. She's on 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time every night. She's a funny show. She's a great show. She's a great guest herself. And we love Chris. So hi, Chris. I'm sending a shout out to you. And my show, Chris's show, we all showcase everybody. So again, Please come, listen to what we've got. Our people want to be here for you, callers and listeners. And we love you. We love to read for you. I like them thinking, why can't I go on 6 days a week? But I think you'd get bored if you did. I mean, because, you know, I could read like Susan, but then you wouldn't see the variety in everybody. And I love variety, and I'm sure you all do too. So, Susan, I think we should get started.
I know. Let me tell everybody real quick how to get in touch with me. You can reach me on my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com, or on my email, szrich@aol.com. You can contact me for Skype, phone, and email readings. And as Bonnie brought up, that we're going to change our format and kick it up tomorrow afternoon. I do regular tarot readings on career, romance, general questions, and the tarot that I use is what they call the spiral tarot, which is an extremely spiritual. Yeah, it's extremely spiritual tarot, and you can contact me for half hour or hour readings.
I've got to tell you, Susan, I'm losing chat, so I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, and I'm only hoping that somebody can help me here.
I lost chat. I had to sign back in to get it.
Well, let's hope that that's not what's going to happen to me, because I can't do that or I'd lose everybody on the board. But I've got to tell everybody, when Susan, I asked Susan, I said, Susan, Spirit told you to pull the cards for me. It is just the coolest deck you've ever seen. I only wish you could see it. I don't resonate with tarot decks for some reason. I guess it's just too much picture. And then I
tried six of them, and it was like, you know, and then I found this. Actually, I found this deck when I was working with Matt Sakuna in Casadega. It just all of a sudden they had it in their store, and I goes, "Let me see that." And it was like, I fell in love with it. And from that point on, it's the only deck that I've used.
Well, I think that's so cool. But guess what? I've lost the board, guys. So now I am going. I'm not going to hang up, but I'm going to have to get the board back. I don't know what's going on, and I don't understand it. But I am going to. It says that we can't. I can't get the board, so I am going to try getting it on my other pad. But something must be wrong with Blog Talk, Susan. So I'm going to just tell you about that.
Big storms, rainstorms going on all over the place. So, you know, who knows, you know, how the satellite's being affected.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to get back to the board right now, but I can talk. Oh, here we go. I'm unable to connect to the Internet. So let's see if we can do this. I'm going to try on a different computer, but I've got to tell everybody, this deck, when I first met Susan, oh, my God, she bridged this whole thing, talking about this, talking about that. I was just, all I cared about was my career as a coach and, you know, a counselor. And then she looked at me and said, well, I don't think so. So she said, you can do it, but there's some really cool things coming for you. And now this is a year later, and I'll tell you, she was absolutely right. There was some cool things coming for both of us. And I love that deck. I resonate with that deck. Okay, I'm going to try getting the studio back up. Ah, here we go. Okay.
I got a message from Chris that's in chat room. She says that that she would be she can call in and help you log into Skype so she can run the switchboard for you if you need some help.
I got those switchboards up. Tell her thank you. Hey, Chris, thank you very much. If I don't, please stay in case I do need you. I have it both ways. I've got the boards on both different computers. So I am so excited. I know this is just crazy. Susan?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start taking it. But anyway, I do want everybody to know Susan gives tarot readings besides the Akashic Records. Please. If you are looking for a reading, you're looking for somebody to tell you what's going on, look in your future, look in your present and past, you want some advice. I mean, this girl's deck, if you want the Akashic Records, is great. She can do anything. But this deck is a total reading. And so if you're looking for a tarot reading, if you're looking for some cards, this is the deck and she is the girl. So please give her a call. You can get a hold of her on her website. But let me tell you, that reading's going to be action-packed and full of stuff. And if you can Skype and do it, she'll even show you some of the cards. I don't know if she does it. I don't know if you Skype all the time, but you can at least show them the tarot deck. But I am going to go to the first caller, if that's okay with you, Susan.
Yeah, sweetie. You know, our first reading was a hoot. I mean, absolute hoot.
Yeah.
I want to share one thing and then we'll pick up the callers, is that I did this intensive reading for her, which she was, said most of it did, came true. But that as I gave her the reading, she sat there and looked me square in the face and she said, you know something? She said, I was destined to meet you. You and I are going to be doing something together big. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. And that's Bonnie, at the time, she was thinking that we were going to go into therapy practice or have a counseling center together. Who knew that it was going to be this? But we are having a ball together.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, she tried really hard to just blow me off. It's not easy to blow me off because, you know, I'm one of those, she calls me an elephant in the room. She's going, first of all, I got called in because they needed somebody to come to Susan's reading. She was packed. She didn't have anybody the first 2 hours, and my girlfriend got crazy. And so I came in, and I remember Susan saying to me, I said, well, I guess I'll take the next hour, because my girlfriend said, oh, you've got to take this next hour. And then everybody started coming in for her. But let me tell you what she said, and I love it. She said, Bonnie, I just need 10 minutes. Your energy is very big, and when she got her 10 minutes, her hair was out this way. She looked like she had just been in a windstorm. So I said, sure, yeah, 10 minutes. And then she came back, and after that 10 minutes, that was it. And then I knew that we were hook, line, and sinker for working together. I didn't know quite how, but I knew that we were going to be destined to work together. So
it's hard to say no to Bonnie, let me tell you. Hard to say no. And I am so glad I followed Spirit, because she is the best friend, honest to God.
Well, I feel the same about you, Susan. I don't know what, I mean, this is probably a love party here, and everybody can say, oh, we love you too. But it's never been quite the same ever since that reading, and I so appreciate it. I so appreciate you. And I love the ride that we're on, because it is just so fun.
Yahoo!
So fast.
Yeah.
Okay, we better take the first caller before we get to
Let's get to it.
I see you on the board, Chris, and I really appreciate it. So if you just stay there in case anything happens. We're taking 818 to begin with. 818, you're on with Bonnie and Susan.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Hi. So with you. You know, we don't remember names. I don't do phone numbers and names. I recognize your voice. But so if you give me your name and tell us what we can help you with today, we are going to help you.
Okay, my name's Lorena. I'm calling from California.
Lorena from California. We love California. Where in California from?
Los Angeles.
Oh, girlfriend. Maybe we'll see you out there sometime.
All right, that
Lorena,
sounds good.
Yeah, what can we do for you today?
I was hoping that I could connect with my husband who passed away.
Okay. You want more of a spirit reading than you want an Akashic record, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can find him. Give me a minute, because, you know, I have to tell you, and I tell everybody this, and as I'm talking, I'm sure he'll come, but you can't find spirit, they find you. So if your husband, you know, they don't just sit there and wait around for you to come or them to come to you. What they do is they've got work to do up there, and they don't always come. They come when you need them. They are not there all the time. And when they are, some of them, they don't have a message for you yet. So I'm going to tell you that I'm seeing somebody there right now. Can I ask how long? He didn't pass away very long, did he?
It's been about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. He's really not been over on the other side very long. And
what's
his
name?
To me,
his name is John.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have to, yeah, I feel him, Susan. I just got to bring him through.
Okay.
What, can I ask you questions? Because what he's saying to me is that he was sick. Was he sick?
Car accident.
Okay, because he said he was sick. Was there anybody else in the car?
I was in the car.
Yeah. Were you both of you were at an event? Is that what I'm hearing? You were both at an event?
I was at a friend's house and he kicked me out.
Okay, because what he's saying is that you two were at an event. So I'm not quite sure what that means, but what he is saying is this. Even though you haven't been together that long, I kind of feel you've been together long, but you maybe weren't married. Like, I'm married 34 years, and you weren't married that long. So what he's saying is that the time that you two together was the best time of his life. He said that you had rocky times, so it wasn't all perfect. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. And what he's saying is that, showing me that even though you had stormy times, that the love that he had for you was always there. That he didn't really know all the time how to show you that, because he's kind of showing me that he was more of a, I don't know how to say, man's man, meaning that, like, he was, you know, he was not a warm and fuzzy. He was more like a brusky boy. That's kind of what he's showing me. And what he's saying is that had nothing to do with his love that he had for you. It's just how he was. And he feels that, oh, my goodness, he's here. He feels that he knows you will miss him. And he knows that you loved him. But he doesn't feel you're going to be alone. So what he's saying is, that you need, he's kind of making like a party, like, you know, you'd ever see like an Irish wake. He's kind of saying to me that as much as he loved you and as much as he knew you loved him, and it wasn't all peaches and cream, he said that he knows you will move on and that he loves you, and you know, and you should know that, and he is grateful for the time and the love that you gave to him. That you should not feel guilty, which is what he feels you feel, for any of the stormy times. That he knows that's what you. What he's saying is life. That is what he's showing me. He was kind of a jovial kind of guy. At least that's what he's showing me. He's kind of a good time Charlie. And
yeah.
What he's showing me is he wants you to continue that. Oh my goodness, he's here. He's saying that, and he's partying over there, too. He's saying something about, did he like sports?
A little, not a big sports guy, but I think I understand the sports. My son just signed up for football.
Oh, okay. Well, he's saying he will be there. You know, he'll be there, and he's really a happy. I want you to know this, and then I'm going to ask him to step back. But he's a very happy spirit on the other side. He will be with your son through those football times, and he will be there every. Oh my goodness, he's here every step of the way. But that he knows you will meet someone else. That you aren't destined to be by yourself. He knew that, and you knew that when you came in here. Okay. Do not feel guilty for anything because he doesn't. And that he wants to thank you for the time that you gave him and the time he gave you, because he feels they were, for him, even the tumultuous times, were happy that that you were together. And he realized that when he was on the other side. So does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him to step back because he's right here. And he's a happy, you know, I've got to tell you, and then I'm gonna kind of just give myself a thing here because he's a super nice guy. I don't mean he's not a sensitive guy. He's a man's man, the meaning that he's like I'm going to say the word brusque, and I don't know why I keep saying that. But anyway, he wants you to know he is happy, and he wants you to be happy.
Testosterone there.
He does know that you feel guilty, and I don't know what you feel guilty about. I don't think, you know, because I'm a counselor and I am a therapist, I know that, you know, that you have some issues there about him, and he wants you to know it's okay. It's totally okay that this was written in your game plan. There is somebody else for you, though, is what he's saying. So I hope I've helped you.
You have helped me.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
All right, listen,
call us back and let us know how you're doing. I don't think it's long. I mean, I think it's going to be within this year you meet somebody. But it's already predestined, and you'll be happy. You just got to take that guilt and throw it away. Okay?
How old are you, Elena?
46.
46. Yeah. Okay. 48 is what I'm hearing. It's like in your 47th year, which could be next year, or 48, when you're just turning 48, someone similar, but I'm hearing more of a quiet river, not so much the bubbling turbulence underneath. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck, honey.
Okay,
I'm so happy you let me. You know what? Before you leave, I just want to say I love spirit. I love spirit here. I love spirit
everywhere.
Yes, so
you do.
You have just made me so happy. I haven't the weekend. Well, I did bring to a spirit all weekend because I had a funeral, a couple funerals, and oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, Bonnie went to a funeral. She was in her glory. Honest
I
to
was
God.
In my glory. Oh, my goodness. So,
spirit everywhere.
That I love them, but,
the whole family showed up. She's going, oh, my God.
Yeah, so to me, you made me happy. I know that you feel angst, and I can feel it through your voice, but I know you're going to be okay, honey. I really do. And please let us know how you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, goodness, I love to start the show like that. Yes, I'm so excited. All right, we have the next one is 661. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
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 How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very happy that I got on because many times I'm listening to the show and I want to call in and then I'm too late. So I'm happy.
Oh, we're really happy. We're really happy you're on. Who can I ask who we're speaking with?
My name is Hannah.
Hannah. Hi, Hannah. I just do want you to know I have people that call in all the time because I can't. Spirit usually comes through. I don't remember people. I would remember if I saw your face. But names and phone numbers are really beyond me. That's why some people say, well, don't you remember? I can usually remember a voice. So, Hannah, how can Susan and I help you because you're so sweet?
Well, I'm kind of really open for any messages. I'm going through a lot of things with my relationship but also work. So a lot is going on. So I don't know if it's too general to ask, you know, what messages you can give me. What's important?
It really is general. That's a very general for me to pull. Just like to tell you the truth, the first caller, he came through pretty quick. So if you want to know about you're saying job, I'm going to let Susan take that one if she can, and then I'll try working on it. But if you relationships.
Yeah.
All right, Susan.
Okay, Hannah, how old are you?
I'm 35. But I usually say I'm younger, but I'm 35.
I'm 15. So I know when you say you're younger, you're like me. I'm, you know, you could be 35 and 12. I mean, I get it.
That's what makes you. It's an incredible gift that you being at 15 that you should be too immature to be advising people on relationships, but somehow you pull it off.
Okay. Yes, thank you, sister. Go ahead.
And you're in a relationship now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and how long have you been in this relationship?
It's around about 2 years now.
Okay, and the person's name that you're in a relationship with?
Well, it's in a different language, but in English it's William.
Okay.
You know, it's so funny, Susan, because, I mean, go ahead, because you talk, because I'm not picking up any angst, but go ahead.
Okay,
so.
All right. Now this is where we narrow it down. It's like, what is it that I'm feeling is, I'm feeling rocking here. What is it that you're feeling a little unsure about? Is it your feelings or his?
Or his.
Sometimes I don't know because I've had some bad relationships and I'm carrying a lot of stuff with me. And that makes me fearful, I think.
Yeah.
I'm on a
journey. I'm picking up that that you're feeling that you're very insecure in this relationship, regardless of in terms of regardless of what he says or what he doesn't or what you say or what you send. It's like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, okay? And I'm going to ask you why. Why are you waiting? Why? Because of the past?
I think so. I've never had a lot of relationships, but I think that the last relationship, I really gave it my all, and the person broke up 3 times with me in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of
Did that give you a clue?
Sorry?
Did that give you a clue? I'm so sorry because I don't want to interrupt you, but...
No, go ahead, Bonnie. Jump in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got to tell you something because, you know, love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, counseling, intuitive is my thing. So, you know, my big thing would be, I don't feel, the funny thing is I don't feel angst here with him. What I feel is angst with you. But I think it's because I don't get, when someone breaks up here, I'm going to give you a little hint, and I hope you don't take this wrong, and I love you, Hannah, because I can feel the sweetness that you have. And that's why I said you were sweet. When somebody breaks up with you 3 times or you end up over a 3-year period, there's rocky times. And it's almost better to say to yourself, you know, this is not the guy that if we're breaking up and going and breaking up and going, we're not able to communicate. Because usually, you know, no relationship is perfect. And usually you can talk through a relationship before you break up or you break up and you don't go back. Now, there are times when you go back, but 3 times is a lot. So my thought is that you are leery from that relationship, and I totally understand. But you know what? I hate – this is what I feel, and I'm hearing from Spirit, and I wonder if Susan's hearing it. You don't want to create a problem when there is no problem, meaning that if something's bothering you, then you need to talk about it. But you can't create that problem just because you think the problem's coming. And I don't know if that makes sense to you or not.
This is exactly his words. This is very funny because he told me a few months ago, you create problems where there is nothing.
Yes,
that's exactly what I picked up.
Because when I picked up on his energy, I mean, and the reason why he gets to the point where he can't live with you, but he can't live without you either. And you take him back because I'm feeling that he's a sweetheart. I mean, a real sweetheart. But there's something about your energy and your behavior that all of a sudden you make him feel like that, A, that he's not enough for you, that he's not doing enough, and that somehow he has failed you, and he does not like that feeling.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I said?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Hannah, that you don't want to be the cause of your own breakup all the time. If you think something's wrong, I don't say you should be quiet about it. But I think you need to know how to communicate how you feel and why, and your insecurity, okay, need to deal with. Because if you put them on others, especially men, they're going to feel boxed in. And when they feel that boxed in, that there's nothing they can do to make you happy, but really what you're saying to them is, I think you're going to break up with me because you can't possibly love me or like me. I just could feel it. Then that's going to be your
I'm
persona.
I'm waiting for him to break up, but I love him. And, you know, I finally met somebody that I haven't had a lot of relationships, but he sticks with me, and it's almost like I can't believe sometimes that he sticks with me, so I keep testing it, and I know it's a very, you know, it's not healthy, but I don't know why I'm doing it, and I would like to change it.
Well, you do need to change it. And the counseling, I mean, I do private counseling, so you can, you know, go to my website and I can help you, but you might not be able to do that. But I will tell you that it's the insecurities in yourself, okay? So what you need to do is find out why you're insecure, and you need to tell him. Well, you need, you know, to me, I love being open. Now, my husband will tell you, he always says, TMI, Bonnie, TMI. Meaning that I give him too much information, and he doesn't know what to do with it. But I'd rather him have too much information. So you could say to your boyfriend or your friend, I really love you. I'm so scared that I love this relationship so much that I think I'm going to screw it up, and I don't want to. So if I get to that point, please just tell me, because I'm going to work with myself and convince myself that this is not you, it's me. And you really do need to work on it, because I see it's not just a pattern at one time, even though you haven't had a whole lot of boyfriends. And I understand where you're insecure, but it's really probably from childhood. It's really from high school,
so.
I can see it. Yeah, and you've got to stop it, because it's going to be self-defeating. You are going to defeat yourself when really you deserve the love that you have.
I come from a very religious background, and I was brought up extremely strictly, and I was not allowed to have any relationships at all. I was also asked to be kind of betrothed to somebody else, and I stepped out of that when I was about 19, 20, but I never had really any relationship, because every time I would meet a guy, even when I was a teenager, I would make with him a friend. So I'm really good at gathering friends, and as soon as they want more, I would say, no, sorry.
Yeah, because you don't feel you're worth it. I can feel
it. It's about worth and deserving. One of the things that what I'm hearing here is that a communication issue that when you go into that insecure place, it's what I call the belly up approach, all right? You know how when a cat rolls on its back and immediately exposes its belly and trust? When you are feeling insecure, or you're feeling that there's something that you need from him that you're not getting, in your conversation, what you want to do is that you want to go, I feel, I think, I want, I. What I'm hearing is that when you start getting insecure, you're switching it around and going, you know, you make me feel, you did this, you should be doing this, And the moment that you do that, it's like what you're saying to him is that you're subliminally saying to him, I am making you completely responsible for my emotions, and you know, and that'll turn a guy off. I mean, they'll run for the hills.
That's why I'm surprised.
Hey,
after 2 years, he's still with me.
It could be love. It could be love that Spirit's saying to you, here's a chance for you to turn this around. Susan, don't you think that, I hate to say this, but you have a tape. It's called the I Am tape. Don't you think that would be a good thing for her to listen to? I mean, it just popped in my head. Is that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You should go. You should. I'm an emotional addiction counselor, which is what you've got. You've got an emotional addiction going on here with a trait with yourself. You're addicted to rejection. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you go to my site, which is the SZRWhiteWings.com, and you go and click on the CDs and books, you will see a program there called Empowered Thinking. And it is a 4-CD set, and it's what I used in my practice for almost 20 years. And it's self-hypnosis. You go to sleep with it at night, and I have never, ever known it not to work on self-esteem issues or self-confidence. It just slowly changes your definitions of love, your definitions of self-worth, your definitions of importance, and all of a sudden it's like you think differently and you react differently. You might want to look, take a look into it.
Okay, I'll definitely have a look at it.
Yeah, Hannah, I just want to tell you another thing is, and you know, I don't ever recommend something just to recommend it, and Susan knows that, but I have it. I don't need it because my self-esteem's through the roof. But I actually bought it for my daughter, who, I mean, she's in medical school. Yes, I let other people use it because I've got to tell you that the one thing that I've learned in this life, and believe me, I guess I was born with it, but a lot of, you know, people, especially in my practice also, is they don't value themselves first. And I'm not talking conceited because I'm not conceited. I mean, I don't think anybody would call me conceited. I really believe I'm a helper, I'm a healer, I am a nurse, but I have a lot of self-confidence. And the reason is I really love myself, even if you don't, because I'm really happy that I'm this or I'm that, I'm a helper and all this stuff, and that's what you've got to do. You've got to love yourself no matter what. It doesn't matter what other people say about you or feel about you. Really, the love that you need to learn first is love of self. Then you can love other people, and that's what you're having a problem with.
I just got it. I mean, it's like, you know, I've been digging and digging and digging, going, what is it that I can say to her to get her to understand what it is that this behavior she keeps on repeating? And I'm going to say something. It's like, have you ever heard of the saying, I wouldn't want to belong to a country club that has me as a member? Do you know what that means? Okay, do you know what that means?
She's not insulting you.
Okay, let me explain it to you.
She's not insulting
like,
you.
What the ego says to you is that this wonderful man loves me. He's, you know, trying to be with me. But here's what your ego says. It's like my self-worth is so low and I'm not worthy that anybody that chooses me to be with them, there's got to be something wrong with them. And so you go for that weakness. It's like, if you're with me, then you're not all that. And that's
but
what
you know
your ego is messing with you with.
But, Hannah, do you know that's subconscious, honey? So I don't
want
you to think that that's really what you think.
It's
subconscious.
Yeah, it's subconscious. But if you can't figure out why it is that you're doing what you're doing, it's that test. If I draw this line, will you still love me? If I draw this line, will you still love me? And basically what you're doing is that the men that you get involved with, it's like this little dialogue. Ego dialogue goes along. I'm saying it's like, well, you know, wow, it's wonderful. They love me. But, you know, if they're with me, then there's got to be something wrong with them. They're not. They must not be all of that because they're with me. Do you understand what I just said?
I absolutely understand. I've so many times tested him, and he's wise. He keeps telling me, you're testing me, you're pushing me away. And
Don't do it, Hannah. Because you're going to push the right one for the wrong reason.
Yeah. And it's like, see, what you did is that you set the boundaries for him. And it's like, and what it is that no one can love you any more than you love yourself. It's impossible.
Yeah. And you have to love yourself first in order.
If I listen to these CDs or I maybe find counseling, that there's hope.
Oh, yeah.
The CDs automatically do it on their own. But, you know, if you're looking for love counseling, Bonnie's the best. I'm retired now, but Bonnie is the best. But the CDs will absolutely do the subconscious work for you. I'm telling you, I used it 20 years in my practice.
And, you know, it's so reasonable, Hannah. You can try that first. But don't forget, and I'm going to tell you this, and Susan's listening to me, nothing is overnight. You've got to listen to them. You have to really be into it, you know, and into really listening. It's not going to happen to you in a day or two. It's just not.
It's about a 2 or 3 month program of listening to them. But you'll feel the difference within the first week.
I built it up, I think, since a little girl, since I was about probably 5-6 years old because of my background, and I've built this way of survival. So I know it's not going to take so quickly to get rid of it, but
this relationship is worth it, but
I'm worth it. So I need to also understand.
You have to make space between you and your ego. That's what you have to do. And one of the, I'd love to recommend a book. I'm watching a series on Oprah now, Eckhart Tolle's The New World. I would highly recommend that you watch it on Sunday morning on the Oprah show. You can go on her website to see when it is, but it's Eckhart Tolle, and he talks all about how the ego works with that. Here's the rule, is that you either have to feel better than or less than. That's what the ego works on, only on those two rules.
So the thing is, Hannah, you know what, Hannah, I know that's a lot for you to take in. So what I do want you to do is go, if you want to, you can go to Susan's website and order the CDs. They're not expensive, and they'd be a good investment for you anyway. But if you do need counseling, and you don't have to, I am the best. And I'll tell you that as people say,
I am the best.
But I will tell you, one is if you don't have, you know, the resources or you can't do it and you want to find someone closer to home, I would not mind if you find somebody, if you talk to me about it, you can email me. I will help you try to find someone, or I'll work with them if I can possibly. Most therapists don't want to do that.
It's tricky.
You're in Europe. Yeah, you need to find somebody, or, you know, you do need to find somebody. I do Skype, so the thing is you can use me, but if you really want to, I know a lot of people in Europe that do see, you know, some counselors, and you have some fine ones there. So if you can find one, great. If you'd prefer, you know, like I said, you can get a hold of me, but you really do need some counseling. But first see about the tapes, because I've got to tell you, in 2 seconds that you've been on the show, you've already told me you're worth more than that. So with that attitude, you go for it. And the tapes are not expensive. Like I said, put the 2 or 3 months in, and if you're still feeling that, ask your boyfriend to bear with you. But I think you're going to see a big change. I feel it. I think you're going to feel a big change. And, yeah, you need some counseling.
Yeah, because you see it. You see it already.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to stop it, and I need to be much more aware of it. But I want to. I'm so eager to work on this. Do you think I should make him listen to this this conversation, or I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I should tell
him. Hannah, you are so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, Hannah, you need to do it yourself.
Yeah. No, well, she wants him to understand she's trying.
Yeah.
I get your point, Hannah.
Yeah.
I never hold anything back. Like I told you, my husband says TMI to me. So to me, if you want him, if he says, well, sure, I'll listen, then let him listen. If he says, no, it's really not for me, but it's for you, don't get upset with him. Say, okay. I just want you to know that I'm really going to try, because I do want to be part of this relationship. And you know what? I can already feel really weird, but I can already feel a better relationship starting with just after our conversation.
Something shifted.
Yeah. And you've got to keep it up, though, Hannah. I can't talk, you know, Susan and I mean, you can call the show every time you want, but I don't know if you'll get on. But you've got to be able to keep this going. And that's what your problem has been. Even if you feel it, you've got to keep this going. You've got to have this mantra about yourself. And I'm going to tell you that this relationship is going to get deeper and deeper if you do it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Hannah.
Just put your website maybe in the chat, if that's possible. Or do you have it on?
Susan, she wants you to put your website in chat. So if you get on and put your website in there.
Yeah, I will. Yes, I will.
And mine isn't a website, although I have 2 websites, but they're still under construction because I'm putting so much on it. But you can email me. And Susan, just put bealbers714@AOL.com. And if you need me, you know where to call. You can always get in chat and ask me.
I'm interested in the counseling. I'd love to see what the cost and things like that, and also the fees. So
then you want to go to Bonnie. Then you want to go to BonnieAlbers.com. It's easy, and I'll put that in there. And Hannah, I can already feel a change. You keep it up, girlfriend, and we will wish you all the best because we know you don't need luck. You just need change. So, honey, good luck.
I feel better already.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
right,
thank you, Hannah. It was wonderful.
Exactly.
Bye,
what I needed.
Hannah.
Bye-bye.
You know, I just love people. Bye. I just, you know, Susan, before we get to the next one, which is 720, I am just going to tell you, you know, that's why we go into this. That's why we have the backgrounds we have. That's why we have the spirit we have, because it is so cool when you can feel a little change. And I felt a big shift with her. Hannah's going
to
be okay.
Yeah, I did too. I honestly, I felt
crazy?
That. It was like that, like, aha moment. It was so cool.
It is so cool. Hannah, we love you, sweetheart. We know you're going to be okay. Keep up the good work. That's the only thing. You need to keep it up and keep going. So I'm going to answer the next caller. The next caller is 720. 720, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie and Susan.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
This is Ibatar calling from Colorado.
Oh, love
Hi,
Colorado.
Ibatar. Oh, so do I, girlfriend. Are you got a lot of snow there right now, or is it melting?
No, we don't have any snow that I can see. We did get a little bit a few days ago, but it doesn't stay long because, you know, Colorado, the sun comes out. It's always 10 degrees warmer than it really
is. I love Colorado, but I know it also, I have a friend who lives in Breckenridge, and they've got a lot of snow because they ski all the time.
Yeah, the Front Range mountains, yeah, they got a lot of snow. But I've really been enjoying the conversation, especially the one you just had with the young lady that just hung up.
It was a fabulous interaction. It was just amazing.
Go ahead,
Ibatar. I'm listening to you, girlfriend.
Okay, I'm not in a relationship. I've been divorced for about 5 years now. And, you know, I said to myself consciously, I said, you know, no matter what happens in my relationships, I wasn't going to shut down my heart. I was going to be open to love. And I've been doing a lot of energy work and a lot of working on myself, you know, since the divorce. And I come to realize that I did kind of shut down. You know, it was probably unconscious. And wasn't really just open to any type of relationship in the past 5 years. And, you know, we tell ourselves, you know, well, I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. But on a subconscious level, I realized I had a lot of issues, childhood issues, issues with the male, you know, energy, you know, issues with, you know, unresolved issues with my mom. So I'm saying all that to say that, you know, I do want to be open to a loving relationship, and I did meet somebody. I can't remember his name. I wrote it down, but I can't remember it.
Well, that's how important he was.
I know. Yeah. I love that.
And he's been so, I mean, it's real obvious that he's interested. I mean, it's just so obvious. And I, you know, I have been smiling and, you know, having little conversations here and there, not over the phone, but when we see each other, you know, a couple of times a week, you know, and we're working on this project together. And, you know, I just want to be open to love, you know, when it comes, whenever it comes at the right time.
Okay, so what is it that you want to know? Is it you want to know when love is getting ready to come into your life, or are you asking why hasn't it already?
No, I just wanted to know when it was going to.
Okay. What is your name again?
Ibatar.
Ibatar. Have you ever had your Akashic records open?
Have my Akashic records?
Yeah. Aha, did you hear that, Bonnie? She called it Akashic Records.
No, Akashic. I'm sorry. No, it's Akashic. She's wrong. I'm sorry, Ibatar. I have to say that you just mispronounced it, but it's okay because we don't mind how you pronounce it.
Don't let her bully you. Yeah, don't let her bully you. You pronounced it right. Yeah.
I had a soul retrieval. I've had a soul retrieval.
Well, I think, okay. You know, I think this would be a good, I'm hearing Akashic Records, Susan.
Okay.
It's up to you. Yeah, it's up to Ivatar.
How old are you?
I'm 60.
60?
Yes, 60.
Okay. Okay. I know you brought up the Akashic Records, but the spirit's moving me towards this. So
okay.
I'm just going to ask you a few questions here, and
okay.
we'll see what unfolds and see if you still feel real strong about this. Okay, Bonnie.
Yeah.
What I'm going to ask you is that you're still here carrying some hurt. How was this just one marriage that you had?
Oh no, I've been married several times.
Okay, honey.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I could
right.
feel that.
Okay, here's why Bonnie is trying to pull up the Akashic Records for you.
Yes.
<Go
ahead. laughs>
is it the first thing that I'm getting? It's just kind of like, even though you haven't opened them for me. I mean, it's just. I don't want to say reeking all over you,
yeah,
but
it's
like you wrote a life here this time that to learn about love, okay?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, and learn about it by falling down, skinning your knees, picking the wrong ones, you know, all of it. I want to say something different to you that like, oh, la, 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 you know, it's like this has been a wonderful ride for you, but it hasn't. Okay, and the reason that you're going through all of this is about self love. Okay.
Yes.
You give way too much and don't ask for diddle squat, girlfriend. You have really
yeah.
got to change that. I mean, really.
Yep.
And the other thing I want to ask you. Yeah,
right.
Is that I'm going to do a Bonnie thing. I'm going to ask you, what do you do to be social? I mean, how are
yeah.
you? Are you on social media, or are you, you know, what are you doing?
Well, I haven't been doing anything until lately, you know, like with this group I was telling you about. You know, we have different functions and things like that, but prior to that I wasn't really doing anything other than going to school.
Well, you know, that's like being in a flood and God waiting to send you a boat, and you're sitting on top of a roof going, it's like, no, I'll wait for the next boat, thanks. Thank you. You know, it's like, you know how the saying is, God helps those who help themselves. It's like,
right.
you're ready, okay, but you got to be braver. You know, your fear of rejection is high. Really high because of what you wrote for yourself. But it's about you, you know, just, you know, fake it till you make it. You know, put on that thing like I'm all that and go out there and, like, you know something? If somebody rejects you, hey, it's like you're lost there, dude. Okay? But, you know, this is about you learning how about love. And, you know, I don't even have to open your Akashic Records to see that.
You know what? I got to tell you something. That's why they kept asking me to tell you to open the Akashic Records. Akashic Records. Thank you. Akashic just sounds like Kasha and bow ties. And, you know, Kasha and bow ties is a Jewish dish. You know, I am Jewish. Well, I don't do worldly religions, but I was born Jewish. And the thing is, Akasha and bow ties, come on. It's got to be Akashic Records. But I got it, and I love Kasha. By the way, everybody out there, I do love Kasha and bow ties. I was raised on it. But I got to tell you something. You sounded really good, Aubrey, you know, when you were trying to give my speech there about the social media. But
yeah,
you got to take it a little further, Susan.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that
I'm
is.
That's your job.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm only kidding because Susan does. I knew there was a reason, and she's the expert in opening the Akashic Records. And I just knew they were saying Akashic Records, but I knew the window would be different, Susan, and I knew that, but I didn't know why they were saying it. And you're absolutely right. Actually, I hate to keep saying this, and I don't know why you haven't really talked about your CD, because, I mean, that's what she heard from the last caller. And you know, I think you really do have all that, to tell you the truth, Avatar. I think you don't know how to put it forth. And I think you put it forth and then you just don't get it. And so you got to learn how to bring it forth in the beginning. And that is, let's get into a dating website. You can do 50 and over. They have plenty of websites that are 60 and over, whatever you want to do. I see a guy for you, and I'm sure Susan sees one, because if you're here to learn love, you went through many, there is going to be a love for you. You've got to put truth about yourself, got to put a picture up. I go through this whole thing, and I know you probably don't want to hear it, but, you know, you have to put up a picture, a recent picture, not just of you smiling, but if you're doing something you like, even if it's eating pasta. Take a picture of the pasta dripping out of your mouth, whatever, because the guy that sees it is going to love you for it.
Don't listen to that. Don't take that one. No.
Yeah. Well, I would hope you wouldn't take that one. But, you know, do something fun if you, just don't take a snapshot, because at this stage we want to show you doing something you love, even if it's laughing. Exactly. And then what you want to do is put up what you like about yourself. I love, give me an example. And no negatives, not I don't want a drinker, I don't want a smoker, I don't want a this, I don't want a that. Because then you've eliminated 90% of the people that might be able to give it up for you. And I have one. I have a husband that used to smoke. God forbid he ever heard me say that. My name is Dean. When I met him at 19 or 20, I told him I didn't like smoking and I couldn't kiss him if, you know, he just kept smoking. Well, at that time, his hormones were running and running. So, of course, he wanted a kiss. He gave up smoking, and here we are 34 years later. So what I'm saying is, what you do want to do is you want to put what you want, not what you don't want. So you want to say, I want somebody that loves to read. I want somebody that likes to take books around the block. I want somebody who loves to go to the movies once a week. And then the next, I love people who love, I love picnics. I love people. And then what you do, the next thing is what you want. You want to put what you love in that first paragraph. I love this, you know, picnics. I love to read. I love to do this. I love that. I like quiet evenings at home, if that's what you like. Or I like dancing. The next paragraph you put is what you want from him. I want a man that'll take me out once a week dancing. I want a man that keeps a healthy body and mind and soul, meaning you're not going to find somebody who drinks, smokes, or that, because he's not going to answer that, okay? And you put everything you want. Up at the top, you want no married men, no men living with their wives because they can't afford to get a divorce, nobody living with their girlfriend because we just haven't split up, nobody living with their kids because I'm not able to find an apartment. That should be somebody that you really, you know, you really want in your life, because you're really looking at a lot of problems with that. And then what you want to do really quickly is this. Now, if he's living with his, I shouldn't say that, if he's living with his kids and he's in the interim, absolutely, you know, you want him. But make sure it's his kids and not like a girlfriend, because I've seen that happen and it's really their girlfriend. Okay, you also don't want to talk to him over 3 times, okay? What you want to do is say, hey, you want to meet for coffee, or he says that. After the third time of you back and forth, he wants a pen pal. He really doesn't want a date. And a lot of these men do that. They fish online to talk to women, but they don't really actually want to meet them. So 3 times and that's it. And what you want to do is say, hey, I'll meet for coffee. You don't want to go for a drink. You don't want to go for dinner. And you don't want to go for appetizers. Coffee is $1.20. Everybody can afford it. Then you don't feel obligated that you spent his money. He doesn't feel obligated that he has to buy you this big dinner and that it doesn't work out. And you go and have a great time. You talk, and if it leaves and he says, hey, I had a really good time. Do you want to go for dinner or do you want to go for breakfast? You say, hey, yeah, if you want to. But it works really well because nobody's under pressure. Because you could meet your girlfriend for coffee. It's the same kind of principle. You could meet your colleague for coffee. So just no drinks, no appetizers, no dinner at first, no breakfast, because then it obligates you, and it obligates him. So try it, because you are going to find someone, and you're going to like it. And you don't have to just stick with one site. You can go to several different.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope
so what about the guy that I already met? Are you picking up on anything from him?
I'm going to ask you a question, and then, you know, you can just answer me, because I don't really, one way or the other. Is he very, from what I'm seeing is I'm hearing the word, he doesn't really do much. Does he do a lot?
I don't know. When you say do, you mean as far as work or what?
I'm getting the feeling he's kind of hangs out. He's not really one to do anything. Am I picking him up?
Well, he seems to be pretty active on this committee that we're on, he works.
Has he given you any indication that he's interested in you?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. For how long has that been going?
For probably about 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks. Has he asked you out yet?
No.
Do you want to go out with him?
I think it's because at first I was ignoring him.
Okay. Do you want to go out with him?
Yeah, I would go out with him.
Okay, then what's stopping you? Let's just start there. Yeah. And as far as what's his name?
I forgot how to pronounce it.
That's what I'm saying. He's really kind of made an impression. Just go for it. That's what I'm hearing. Just go for it. Get the energy moving. It's like so stagnant with you where male energy's coming in. It's like get the engine roaring again, honey. You're a passionate young lady. You need to do something with that.
Yes,
right. Well,
I
that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. It's kind of, I wouldn't want to say the word lazy, and I can't figure out why. It's either between you or him that you're just not getting it together. So
do yourself
a favor.
You way too much moseying.
Yes, lazy.
Both of us are lazy.
Yeah. So go for it, Avatar, and let us know how it works out for you, okay?
He's a starter kit, honey, if that's what you're after. He's a starter kit.
Okay.
He's a starter kit. Okay.
Good enough.
Good luck. All right. Well, Susan, I am going to take the next caller, and the next caller is 850. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hey.
I am really good. Who are we speaking to? I recognize a voice.
You do? My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Well, then I don't recognize the voice. Okay, you sounded like, you know, you have a really pretty voice. It's deep, so sometimes I can, you know, pick up the voice, but it isn't the same name. So how can we help you, Debbie?
I guess I just wanted you to see what was in it. And I call it the Akashic Record. Sorry.
Oh, well, you know what? Okay, I'm down 2 for 2. All right, Akashic, because Akashic means Kasha and bow ties. But okay, you go for it, girlfriend.
I told you, darling, why I call it the Akashic Records, because it's the sound of God. Ah, God, Buddha, Krishna, you know, I mean, and that's why I like the Akashic.
Well,
yeah, that's why the Akashic Records.
Everyone I know calls it that also.
Well, do you know what? Wait a minute. I am a little different. I don't beat to everybody's drum. But do you know why I do Akashic? Do you know why I do Akashic Records? Because A stands for the first letter of the alphabet. It stands for apple. It stands for awesome. And it stands for absolutely Akashic Records. So I'm going to have to say it anymore.
You just keep on doing it. I don't think that you're going to indoctrinate people to stop saying the Akashic Records.
fine. That's good. Yeah, all right, that's just be me, myself, and I. Okay.
Potato and potato, it doesn't make a difference, really.
Thank you.
Right.
I love you. Now you're talking my language. Absolutely. All right, go ahead, Susan. Go for it, girlfriend.
Okay, Jesse, how old are you?
I'm, well, I'll be 68 on April 23rd.
68?
60. 50.
60.
60.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. I have a little consonant number thing going on, so I always want to make sure I have it. Right. Okay, well, if you've been listening to the show at all in the past, I need to ask that in terms of what soul window you're in. And what that tells me in is that you're in what they call cryon return, which is when the dreaming soul is fully awake. completely aware of the human form that it is taken and the journey that it's written. The divine self is, the higher self is in complete communication, and it is a redo, reset, clean out, see what I've missed, start things. And you've been in this, I would say, probably for about 11 or 12 years now. And so the last 11 or 12 years has been an interesting ride for you, especially probably around 52, 53, 54, 55. You were like doing a lot of what the heck? So right now you're kind of like coming to the tail end of it.
Thank God. I just got divorced after 25 years of marriage.
Well, that's funny. Well, that came in like
it wasn't expected, but.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And it's like.
Male's midlife crises will do that to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that's when the divine self, it's like when you know that your divine self is in the driver's seat and said, you know, okay, this is what you wrote for yourself. If you can't get it done and motivated, we're going to make it happen. And that's sometimes when you go, wow, didn't see that coming. Yeah. So,
yeah. I didn't, but at the same time, I turned myself around totally spiritually, like back to how I used to be, and started going into spirituality and, you know, different forms of.
Yeah, it was a catalyst, total catalyst.
Uh-huh.
So you've got about another two or three more years that you're going to be. No.
I heard that one, girlfriend. I heard that one.
I know. It's like the two or three years, it's like letting the dust settle, okay? Because you just volcanoed, and the rumblings have been going on probably for maybe 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Foundations were being laid for 5 or 6 years before that. So basically you have the eruption, okay? Now the dust is going to settle, and then after about 62, 63, it's what I call the cleanup of like everything just kind of gets kind of soft and mellow after that. So the worst is over, dear. And,
Thank God. And
it's like it feels like that you went through this with graciousness and strength, and any of the slapping up alongside of the head, you did it quietly by yourself. There was a lot of integrity that I'm feeling here, and it feels like that you handled yourself very well through all of this. So you should really pat yourself on the back. Thank you.
I have actually been told that by just people out in public that have known me, that I've handled it very well.
Yes, very graciously. And having just been through it myself, I recognize that energy. So career-wise, what are you doing or what have you done in the past?
Well, I was used to be a microbiologist a long time ago, and then I was a stay-at-home mother and raised my children and pretty much everybody else's at school. And I did a lot of volunteer work and all of that stuff. You know, the occupation that doesn't get paid and gets no attention for, but it doesn't matter. I know what I did, so.
Oh, listen, it's one of the
Yeah, do you know what you have? I mean, I'm not that I'm going to tell you anything, that Susan will tell you at all, but it feels like, and it was so funny when you said that, all I have is pictures in my head of, it's a schoolyard, very Catholic, very, very strict religious kind of upbringing. And I,
me,
and
no, not
like
at all. Not
no,
at all. I grew
no,
up Protestant.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and
I,
very...
Well, I don't mean
very,
Catholic. I just mean that this
no.
is what the scene I'm seeing. So what I'm
yeah,
seeing is
I was
is
brought up strict
like
with
a,
my dad, but
yeah.
but religious,
were,
no.
Well,
I went to church, but go
yeah,
ahead. I'm sorry.
I see it. You can say whatever you want. I see it. But, you know, it's okay because it's not a religious. I don't see a religion. I always say it's Catholic because I'm Jewish. So whatever other religions, it's always Catholic for me. And you know, because I just don't know all of them. But, you know, I see that everybody out in the schoolyard, and what they're telling me is that everybody felt like, and I'm not saying your Mother Teresa because that's not what I'm saying, but you have that energy. You helped everybody. You helped everybody's family. You helped their kids. You helped their family, their kids' kids, and that's the energy I'm seeing. So that's what I'm getting right now. So that's something, Susan, that I don't know.
I know what you're talking about, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because it's something like it's almost like that you carry the energy in terms of where your children, like a Christian missionary, is
yes,
what I'm picking
exactly.
up.
Yeah,
that's and
exactly.
but I know
that
what
makes
you're.
Sense.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, her being Jewish, she wouldn't understand that. So she said, you know, religious.
No, I would. One of my best friends was Jewish, so I do understand that.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
the same way
yeah.
with her
but that,
kids.
But she's saying the same thing, and it's like I got that same thing because when she said raise my children and everyone else's, it's like I got this this energy of like a Christian missionary school, you know, kind of thing.
Exactly
that you were trying
to. That's exactly what the scene is. Yeah, that's exactly what I see.
Yeah, and it's
so
like and you were trying to instill good things into them, especially the children where you saw they weren't getting it at home.
That's true.
Exactly. Exactly. Susan, you were in the schoolyard with me. I exactly see that. It's so cool, and that's what she was doing, and that's the scene that I saw, and it's just so
I just
cool
said it better.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I said I was better. Like, I don't know. But, you know, I can tell you that it was the coolest scene I've ever seen, and it's just such a wonderful giving spirit. Doesn't leave much for yourself in the end.
Yeah.
It is really a cool thing. Yeah. So, okay.
Totally.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. So, your gifts, what would you consider your finest gifts?
What would I consider my finest gifts?
Well,
I guess. I thought you were telling me something was, I guess being helpful and kind and understanding to people and I'm empathic, but maybe sometimes too much to the point. I'm learning to stay out of the drama triangles of other people now. And
that'll never happen.
I was a good mom, and I don't know. I have a lot of gifts. I think outwardly about different things and try to understand everybody's point of view. I absolutely get that there's nobody like me and that I'm not anything like them, and I
you
just try
so
to have an open mind about things.
You are, it's so cool.
No,
I just get
I meant I just mind to have try to have an open mind of the people.
Oh, my God, yeah. You totally live your life and live and let live. It is fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
It is so fabulous. Oh, girlfriend, I'm so glad to meet you. I mean, you know, because I live and let live.
Cool.
I'm the same way. So I totally
I guess I just
want to
kind of
want to
know
me.
What you see anything coming up for me, or will there be anyone else in my life coming up or anything like that?
Let me check Akashic Records, and then we'll answer those questions for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is what you like the most about yourself?
I'm happy. Most of the time I try to be happy. That's probably what I like about myself.
You.
And that.
I love you, girlfriend.
I mean, I have moments that I'm not happy, absolutely, but mostly it's because of, I was used to having my family around me and everything all happened at once. I got divorced, both my kids went off to college, my beautiful home that I designed is up for sale. I mean, it was kind of like the last couple of years, like having the rug pulled out from underneath me.
A lot of people have gone through that, and it's like it's showing your strength. You know, taking away.
Yeah, it's like riding into a.
Yeah,
it's like hitting a brick wall.
yeah, and it's like, and you can take the high road or the low road, and the ones that have taken the spiritual road, they're getting ready to come out of it. So, you know, that's a heads up for people that have, for the last couple of years, that felt like they've been hitting brick walls and had everything taken away from them. You know, it's going to 2014 is the turn of tide. It, you know, all astrologers have seen it and everything. Okay, the first thing that I want to say to you is your tools that come up are white doves, okay, which is really pretty. And I'll explain that in a second, okay? And then on the bottom, it's interesting. What I see is baby's walkers, okay? You remember the old-fashioned walker shoes that had the hard sole bottoms that they were supposed to, they believed that they were supposed to strengthen their ankles, and if they stepped on your foot, you about died, you know?
Uh-huh.
You put them in there when they were about one. And those little white infant shoes. Okay, they're showing me those infant shoes as foundations, okay? So this is what tells me about what it is that your life has been about, okay, and what your foundations are. The first thing is the dove is your tools is that you are a peace carrier, okay?
Yeah.
You bring into other people's life the ability to see a peaceful solution to everything. Okay, you are non-aggressive. Okay, but you can be a little passive aggressive if you think an injustice has been done. It's like then your hackles get up and your dukes go up, but it's usually for someone else, not for you. Okay. So the peace represents is your tools is the ability to see a peaceful resolution to everything in people, in conflict, everything. And it's like, and you have used that all of your life. That's why children have gravitated to your advice, because they immediately knew that you looked at them not as properties or less than, but they were like little spiritual beings with all this potential, and they loved that about you, loved that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the doves mean, okay? And that is your life purpose. Is to bring peace, and now you have exploded into spiritual awakening again, and it's going to get even more fiercer about wanting to spread the word of peace, spread the word of enlightenment in whatever form that you can. The career in the macrobiologist was an interesting because it's about getting into what makes things are the way that they are. And that's really what we're here about, is to live in peace. And that's the guts of life, the total guts of what life is about. The baby shoes, okay. This is the foundation that you came in to address in your life, okay? You've lived a few lives where you've had many, many children, okay? And most of them...
Mother Goose!
Yeah, well,
that's funny. Funny because I felt that this was my last life, but I chose to come back because I wanted to experience having children one more time.
Yeah. You loved having children. Several situations where a lot of yours didn't survive. Childhood death, of course, you know, through the past ages was very, infant mortality was very high. I see you taking in other people's children. You were almost like the Pied Piper of we're children, but you carry a very strong sadness of heart in terms of the loss of the children that you, through many lifetimes, and what that foundation is about is to make people aware, and this is what the doves represent, and this is why you raised other children, felt like you raised other children, is to teach other people the value of their children, okay?
Yeah.
That they are not properties, that they are, that they need attention. And right now, you chose to reincarnate during a period of technology advancement where our children are being raised by computers.
Right.
And so this is actually going to be something of a an advocate of you're going to get involved in the next 2 or 3 years with either an organization or something about looking at our children differently, saving the children, either environmentally or something, whatever that may be. But all this spiritual awakening is totally addressed with valuing our children.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because
yes.
You know what? I mean, well, do I get to talk? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
release the Kraken.
Yeah, because, I mean, my mouth is just, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You know what? If I would have told you what I saw at the end, it would have made more sense to you, because with all the children out in the playground, you would have gotten the point about the shoes and everything else. I'm not going to even go into that. But all I keep hearing is, and this is from past lives, and I've got somebody here, but they're more like, you know, they're religious people. They're like nuns and things like that that are here. And they said that you've walked the hallowed halls, and that's what. Oh my goodness, I've got somebody here. That's what your learning was, and you bring that knowledge, and you bring that, because another thing is, you know, that even in orphanages and things like that with religion, and I don't do religion, so it's not like I have a religion to tell you, but, you know, they have misused that too, and you know, you've heard about the strict schools where, you know, kids say, oh, they were raised by nuns, and that was just traumatic to them.
I did see you in a nun habit. I forgot to say
yeah.
that. I did see you in a
yeah.
nun habit, like in an orphanage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I wasn't mean.
No. What they're saying is you've learned.
I had a lot of friends that went to schools like that. They used to get beat.
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm
Catholic boarding school. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why I saw this. I got to tell you why I saw this. And they're saying that you've walked the hallowed halls, which is really, really, really spiritual. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when they're saying that to me, that I see the halls walking down. What's so funny is when you said that I have you were in a nun costume and you were crossing yourself. And so I know what you've been, whether you like it or not, and it is so cool because you took the knowledge of whatever the universe you had and whatever religion you had, and you came back to not do a religion but treat people the way that you know they need to be treated, especially children. And that's
yeah.
right. I see.
Yeah, I see that nun habit in such a
yeah.
life that literally that you may have been one of the canonized.
Yeah.
That you were like,
Hallowed
I mean, you
Hall.
You yeah, you accomplished so
here.
Much. So
yeah.
so your
yeah.
secret is exposed.
Yes, your secret's exposed. But don't ever say I'm wrong because I know I'm not. I can see all the people here, and they're very, 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 very loving, very knowledge, learned people, and you're very lucky to have been one and among them. So I hope that we've helped you, because I got to get to the next person, but I hope that we have helped you.
You have. Could I ask you one more quick question?
Oh,
Do you see anyone romantically coming into my life at all in the future?
How long has it been?
Oh, well, I've been going through this divorce for 3 years now, and before that it was for another 2 years, so it's been a long time.
I'm hearing 62. You know, yeah. But you gotta do something about it there, sweetheart.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
like
it's like, you know, this is Bonnie's cue. Yeah, this is Bonnie's cue.
This is my cue.
Yeah, that's fine. You got to get out there, either social media or something, because you got somebody coming into your life in about a year and a half, 2 years. But what I keep on hearing in the show all the time today, just today's show, God helps those who help themselves.
I've gone on those things, and I mean, there's some real creeps that respond to you. I mean, just ridiculous. I'm more of a person that I like to be out someplace and I meet somebody through other people or at an event or something.
How's that work for you?
Well, let me tell you.
That's what I say. How's that work for you?
Well, it hasn't worked for me either way, so.
Well, let me tell you why, because I think you need to change your profile, and you hear me on the radio all the time telling you what the pitfalls, and you can take 80% of those people you call creeps out, but I am going to tell you that there are media social dating sites where you actually meet, like, you know, I saw one do the over whatever your age is or whatever you want to do. They do have, like, a single cup, it's called, where they meet, like, on Friday nights. You can do that. Just social media just doesn't mean on the – there is social media in your town, I'll guarantee you.
Site, ourtime.com, over 50.
Yeah.
I mean to tell you, they have really, really nice, nice men. And that's what the energy you have to have is that it's like a prayer I used to do when I worked at Casadega. It's like – you know, bring only the people to me that have a good heart, ready to hear what I have to say, and keep all the crazies out there and send them to somebody else. In the 5 years that I worked there, only twice did I have to ask somebody to leave my room. And that's the energy you want to go into. It's like you want to draw to you nice men that were going to respect you, looking for, you know, friendship, a relationship, and just say, and keep all those, like, you know, deadbeat, send them to somebody else.
Right.
And
Casadega, New York or Florida?
Florida.
What's that?
Because that's where I live.
Florida. I've been there before. I've been to Casadega, Florida. I live in Florida.
Yeah, Casadega.
Well,
I'm in North Carolina now, but I work, Casadega. Yeah, it's a great place.
I love it there. Very nice.
Well, guess what? I'm going to be there. If you want to come see me live, I'm going to be there the 26th and 27th of April. So
yes,
I'm gonna
but
be
she's
going to
be a radio star.
Maybe. Oh, no. We're actually, I belong to a spiritual house, and we're actually having a spiritual psychic festival on the 26th. And 27th, I may be working a concert, but I would love to come there.
Well,
maybe on the 27th. We'll see what will happen.
Well, it's called at the Bridges Well, which was the Universal Center, and it's right there, right across the street from the bookstore. It has a big sign. They're going to have all kinds of vendors out there, and they have a great store.
You're talking
right
across.
There.
Are you talking in the camp itself, or you're talking across the street from the hotel with the bookshop?
Well,
across
the bookstore
the
is, if you look, it's across the street.
Yeah, across
from
the
from
right
the hotel.
Store.
Yeah, it's on the other side of the camp.
Yeah, on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you look from the bookstore and you look across the street, you'd see the big sign.
Okay, I think, and that's that's on the inside the camp, or it's in Casadega where the Casadega Hotel is. Inside the camp.
It's right there on the main street. You'll see if you do the cross that you'll see the cross.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
And Casadega Road, you can't miss it.
Yeah, when you drive in to Casadega, it's right there on the left. It's a little, it used to be a little white church. Has a big sign, Universal Center.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
all right.
And,
well,
and
thank you very much. And you're going
to
be there April 26th and 27th? Well, I'll try to see if I can't make it. Okay. Thank you so very much, ladies, and blessings to both of you.
You're very welcome.
Same here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I just love that. I am taking a caller who has requested to come on, and I'm so excited to talk to this lady because she helps us out all the time, Susan. We are talking to Chris from Curious Times. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys
doing? Hi, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
Susan.
Group hug. Group hug. Yay.
Hey,
Chris.
Oh,
how
my God.
How are you, Chris?
Tell her just to be quiet so you can talk.
I'm going to get her password one of these days.
I'm never quiet, so it doesn't matter. You know, I can talk about or to or through anything, so you know that. Chris, I'm so happy to even have you on the show. I love seeing you in chat. You know I do love you. You know this show gives you a big hug. You're a very good supporter, guys. We are to you. And can we do anything for you, Chris?
Yeah. Can we help you with anything?
Well, you know, good Lord, can you help me? How much information do you want? Like, I know we're pressed for time. I don't know if you want to try a straight reading or if the Akashic record.
You have never had your Akashic records
open? April.
Did you ever have your
Akashic
records?
Yeah, I have.
Open?
But, you know, I mean, it's... Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What is it you're looking for, then? It's like we opened your Akashic records.
So here's the thing. Okay. I left my regular, like I worked all my life from 9 years old, blah, blah, blah. 5 years ago, I quit, and I've been basically at home doing nothing for 5 years, living off my savings. And, you know, so in the past year or so, after everybody in the world telling me I should, you know, try and make some money from working from home and stuff, you know, I got some projects from people to help them with shows and be producer and stuff like that. Most of them didn't ever pay me, and one in particular, I had all the patience in the world and, you know, finally pulled the pin on it yesterday. And, like probably have a, you know, $1,500 owing to me, you know what I mean? And I just couldn't do it. And, you know, the person had apparently had their identity stolen and all these sob story and, you know, but it was always like, oh, next, you know, oh, something's on the way. And then it wasn't on the way. And then it was, oh, well, I authorized it. I don't know why, you know, and it never came. And so, you know, like, and two other people never paid me. And, you know, I mean, I probably have about $3,000 that I earned that never, ever got paid to me. And so that isn't working for me. You know what I mean?
You know, Susan, okay. Before you answer, because I know you're going to, I just want to ask you a question, Chris, because this is what they're asking me. Have you ever sent them a bill, a proper bill?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead, Susan, because I'm hearing you got to send a bill.
Okay. Oh, no. Proper invoices, the whole nine yards.
Okay. So so are you asking why it is that you have an issue about not getting paid, or are you asking, are you going to get paid?
I think she's asking when she's going to get paid.
Oh, no, I'm not, because that's not going to help me right now. But I'm saying, you know, the only thing I can come with is, like, I'm patient, like, was all of this just to get me to say no for once or something? You know what I mean? Like,
picking up is that they're using money. Okay, your divine self using money, which you value a lot in terms of your worth. Okay, because it is a means of saying, it's like, if I get paid, then I have value. And what I'm hearing is that you really have a need to want to do a good job for people and get have them like what you do and like you. And
they do.
Yeah, and but on the get-go, okay, there's hesitancy about saying, these are my terms, paid up front, because you feel like that you haven't earned it yet, and you need to get rid of that girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, the old me wouldn't care because, you know, like I, you know, the money will come when it comes. But, you know, when you haven't had income for 5 years, you know what I mean?
You're still trying to make that okay. It isn't okay that they didn't pay you. But why they kept saying a bill, and now I see it as Susan's talking, of course, is because she's talking and I can't.
I've never stopped you before.
I know. Well, I didn't want to be rude. We do have another host on, and I just didn't want to be rude. But I've got to tell you something, Chris. I heard the same thing. I think the negotiations up front were not what you need to do, and I think they keep hitting you with that. I think spirit, like Susan says, keeps hitting you with, okay, you want to do this for free, you want to do this for free, you want to do this for free. Until you realize that what you're doing up front has to change. But what I do see, and this is really, I don't know why, and Susan, maybe you can see this, is the people that owe you the money.
Uh-oh, I lost sound. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I lost her. She must have hit her mute by accident, okay? Anyway, I think I know what she's going to try to say. Then she's going to yell at me for the finish it. There she is. Okay. The thing, you know, everything that's coming up for you in terms of it, it's all about, you know, your value. And here's what I'm hearing about the people that have not paid you. They were never really honest with you right from the beginning, okay?
Yeah.
And I think that you had that feeling because, I mean, God, Chris, I mean, you know, you're an empathic. Hello?
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like you kind of thought, and
yeah.
it's like,
yeah.
but
yeah.
you want to believe the best in
everybody.
People. Yeah.
yeah.
And it's like, so, you know, but the thing is you know the saying, pearls before sow? You know,
I really love that expression.
Yeah, and it's like you give them the best for people who don't appreciate you, thinking that
yeah.
you're going to be the exception to the rule. And, you know,
yeah.
hey.
Yeah.
And normally I would, because in all of those other previous years, I had all the money I need, you know, and I'm just down to the bare bottom now. And, you know, that you're right.
Yeah, but
you're
done this to you, gotten you down yeah. to the bare bottom so that it would make you take a look at, you know,
yeah.
where is that, where
how
you're
do
putting
business.
Your, yeah.
Well, or
how
that
you
that's
do business.
Really not, you know, or that that's really not where it's at anyway, and, you know.
Well, I got to tell you something, Chris, and I hope you, this is a big thing with me. You don't have to do work, you know, your work, you know, if they went and did this and got somebody to do it, they would have to pay them. I always feel like I'd rather have my friends make my money. If I have like a job that I know a friend can do, sometimes it doesn't work out good because when you're friends, then it ends up you're not friends because they end up either not doing the job they should or they don't, or they take too much money that they should have. But my point is this: I really do feel that the money's out there. Now, they're not going to pay you unless you really make it known that you're not kidding around.
Oh, no, I really have, and that's why, like, I pulled the pin. I said I'm not doing anymore. Once you've paid me back, and if you can put in place a regular payment system for me in the future, and if I'm available, then I'll consider coming back and working for you. But get yourself sorted out and everything else like that, and then we can talk more about it, you know? But I've been trying to quit for months. You know what I mean? And then, like, I'll say, "Hey, I can't work for you this weekend because I got to go work for a day job to get a little bit of cash so I can keep my internet on." I was fibbing a bit. You know what I mean? But I mean,
yeah.
And so,
yeah.
And then I get the, "Oh, it's a career. You know, I've got all kinds of people that are going to be tuning in and listening, and it's a career-making critical show, and I desperately need you there, and blah blah blah."
You know the saying, Chris, that they say, "Fooled me once,
I know.
Shame on you.
Right.
Fooled me twice, shame on me."
But I'm trying to convey is that I did it gently, then I did it more aggressively, then I did it politely, but even more aggressively, and then I just finally said, like, I just can't. Because it'll be fall, and I'll still be waiting, and I can't wait anymore. I can't keep through my conscience.
It's your upfront, you know, it's how you begin the deal is what the issue is, not how it ends.
Right. You know what, Susan, I don't see. The sad part is, and I hate to tell you this, Chris, and I hope I'm wrong, but what I see is, and I told you, I think they have the money somewhere, but they're not going to pay you. And
but I had to cut my loss. You know, I had to cut it. I was treating it more like if I loan a friend money, like then I'm not expecting it back. Like if I get it back, that's great. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not
going to.
That's a good approach to have.
If I just had
all the money that people owe me, I could go for another year without having to work. But, you know, so I'm just, I guess
well,
in
that's
a way.
That says a lot right there, Chris.
So,
yeah.
I know. So it was right for me to quit. That's great. Can the Akashic Records help us to tell if I've got, like, did I build this five-year drought in? I mean, is it going to, like, am I going to get my life back?
Absolutely. Here's what I want to share with everyone that's listening. You know, we're all spiritual. You know, we all do our thing. You know, we all believe in a higher power and the power of manifesting and everything. One of the chapters in my book, which Bonnie and another friend find hilarious, is that there's a part in there that says that just because we are in the apocalypse now, this is Saturn.
Yeah.
Sits on all of us for like 5 years, four and a half, 5 years. It is hitting us with the worst to see how we come out of it. And
okay.
It's like one of the things is that we thought that if we prayed, manifested, we had good thoughts, good intention and everything, that somehow, and they've been saying this has been coming for 20 years, 20, 30 years, right? It's like that somehow lamb's blood would be put over our door and we'd get bypassed it. We wouldn't have to deal with people that mistreated us. We wouldn't have to deal with old family issues. We wouldn't lose our job, lose our house, marriages disintegrate, that somehow our belief in a higher power and awareness and enlightenment was going to spare us. Well, you know something, folks? We got hit with it the worst.
The worst, right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, because I've asked myself, like, maybe I must have built this in, you know, and that therefore I was responsible for my money and I had enough savings that I could live on my savings for 5 years. You know what I mean? And so maybe I built, like, now that I'm hearing you tell me that the last four and a half, 5 years was this rough road, you know, maybe I knew this intuitively.
But what have you learned in the four and a half, 5 years? Because if you come out
of this. I just want to say this real quick. We are going to go into overtime. Chris, don't hang up. I do want to tell everybody before we hit that. I love you all. We'll see you here tomorrow. Hang on. We're going to still talk to Chris, and it will be on archive. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm worried in a way, to be honest with you, because in these 5 years I've really withdrawn. And that's why I say, like, if I could make
And the thing is that it's been a lesson for you. What are you coming out of with this for 5 years?
Yeah, what are you
it's
coming
like,
out learning?
Yeah. Roll up your sleeve, put your big girl panties on, and say, you know something? I'm going to do this differently. It's not working. So let's not take this forward. And that's what the last 5 years have been about for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what, Chris? I really believe, and I can feel you. So, and I don't mean that, you know, badly, but I can feel you. So I know you're a great person that has got a lot of worry on her. I can feel it. But I do know that Saturn, and it's still there, until actually Saturn's in, I think, till December 23rd, 26th or something like that. What it's asking you to do is take a look and recreate what didn't work. And it's the Lord of Karma. So if you know that these 5 years went downhill, you've gotten no money, and plenty of people that have happened to that, especially light workers, what have you done and what are you going to do to physically, emotionally, and intellectually change it? I think one of the big things is what exactly Susan told you was, and me too, if she would have let me, But it was about, you know, changing how you do up front versus behind. You think of everybody as your friend, and I love that because you and me, sister, have that in common. The only difference is it doesn't really matter what happens in the background. What happens in the front round is what counts for you, and you haven't changed your thought about that. So you've got to, I think you think about it, but you've got to see how you're going to set up that business plan. When I come to you, like, and I go, hey, Chris, listen, I'm really hurting. Do you think you could do this for me and do that for me and do this for me? And you go, yeah, Bonnie. And then, you know, you say, I said, well, how much or whatever is it going to be? Oh, we'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. What you're going to
no,
say
no,
is, hey,
I've
girlfriend.
Stated my rate up front. No, no, and I did,
okay.
You know, like, I'm saying I have to get back out into the real world and get a real job. And it's still a tough job market out here. You know what I mean? And so, but I'm wondering, I guess my
tough.
Biggest question was, have I been, has the big lesson for me been, you know, that now that I've, like, that all I needed to do was say no to the, and shut it off and cut it off and stop and quit and everything else. And, you know, and then I could move forward from there. Is that, like, is that the
no.
big was that the big
I,
question?
No.
That,
I disagree with that. No,
no,
you don't
agree
cut
with
it
that
off.
Either.
You don't stop.
No,
no, I mean like that job that wasn't, you know, where the people weren't paying and that. Like, but
yeah,
was
oh
I,
yeah,
was,
yeah, you
like,
you
oh,
stopping
that
cut losses and you go, I'm not going to do this again.
Right. Okay.
You've got
so,
you did right, Chris. You did right by thinking that you were helping.
Yeah.
But where you need to learn the lesson, and I think you have, is, okay, I'm moving forward. I'm not going to get paid. But I am also going to learn that lesson. And the next time they say, hey, can you help me, it's, well, unfortunately, I can't. Because I need you to, you know, to make right what happened in the beginning, and then we can talk and move forward.
Well, I'm hoping it'll be, no,
learn.
I can't. I have a full-time job outside of my house, and I'm, you know what I mean? I don't have the time.
Have you applied for anything?
I have applied here and there. The thing is that all these jobs I'm so qualified for right now in this job market are demanding a degree that I don't have. And you don't even get your resume in front of anybody unless you have a degree, you know? Unless I'm going to go into, you know, pouring coffee for minimum wage, you know, and then they'll look at my resume and say you're overqualified. You know, that's my difficulty right now. So I'm halfway considering just telling people I was, you know, a housewife for 30 years and this is my first job and I'm sure happy to be here. You know what I mean? And then
Just stay open and positive, Chris.
Yeah.
That's how we get through
you
it.
Know what?
Open and positive.
You know what? I got to tell you something, Chris. I see a municipal building. Do you have a municipal building around you?
Well, I live in a major city, yeah.
Sweetie, I'm going to have to say goodbye. I have to go potty break, okay?
Wait a minute, don't get off, Chris, because I've got a municipal building.
Yeah, let Bonnie finish what she's going to say, but I'm going to have to say goodbye. Bye-bye, Chris.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Thank you.
I do see a municipal building, and I feel like if you go in there in person, you aren't going to be qualified. Well, you're actually overqualified. There's a lot of positions that you're going to apply for in there. But I do believe if you go entry level in there, either in their personnel, or
mm-hmm.
in there, I see if you walk in the building, and I see to the left, there's some offices. I don't know what they are, but I really believe if you go in there with a good attitude and say, you don't have to say you were a housewife or whatever, but say, hey, you know, I'd love to apply for a city job or a municipal job, and then they say, well, what can you do? And this is what you tell them, and say, if they say, well, what degree do you have? Because I know that. You say, I'd like to do entry level. If you have any, like, you know, personnel, secretary, any type of, I see you in that building. I see you, Chris, and I see you doing something entry level, whether it's the clerk of the court or doing something that your people are coming up to your desk, and it's like whether it's, you know, drivers, applying for driver's licenses again. There's something you're doing in that building, and I really believe you're going to like it. It has nothing to do with a degree. So if you go there, apply for an entry-level position, and keep looking around for it. It's like, you know, I don't know if you have them over there because I know I have them here, Like when you walk into those municipal buildings, you can either go to the tax collector or you go to the driver's license bureau, or you go to, it's something to do with, you know, it's not a clerk of the court. You know, you could try that if that's, I mean, if it's a courthouse. But I see a municipal building around you. It's not that far. And I believe you can do entry level. And I really think you'll like it because you can rock your show with it. Meaning that you're going to have a 9-to-5 job, and then you
right.
can rock your show with whatever you get.
Right, exactly. Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. Okay.
So don't go in there. Yeah, don't go in there thinking that you can't do it or you can do it or that you need a degree. Because wherever you're going to be, you're going to get in and you're going to be with people and you're going to be helping them. It's like in personnel or I could see you working behind the desk, and it's not a desk, a private desk. It's got a long desk and there's different people and you're in like, you know, it'll say, it'll have a number, like, I don't know, number 45.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah.
And I see you really liking it. One is because I don't think it's, I think you're going to really be helping people that are distraught, whether they're looking for papers or they're filling out papers or they're trying to get a license or something. And you're going to really find satisfaction in it because it's your show. And I see
okay.
this. And I would like you to keep trying because whether there's a job there now or a job there, what they're showing me is between 2 and 5 months. So
okay.
I do believe that you just got to keep trying. Go to every
yeah.
municipal building around you because I see you working in that building.
All right. All right,
okay?
Bonnie.
And you know I
yeah.
love you, girlfriend. Have a great day and have a great show tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye,
hey, take good care.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Chris.